Ousted Kennedy Center president defends drag queen performances following Trump criticism. By David Ng on February 22, 2025. The recently fired head of the Kennedy Center has defended the federally funded institution's decision to put on drag queen performances, including shows aimed at minors, following President Donald Trump's promise to rid the organization of wokeness and restore its former glory. Deborah Rutter was ousted this month as president of the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. on Monday. She spoke to NPR's All Things Considered about her dismissal. At one point in the interview, she was asked about President Trump's recent criticism of the Kennedy Center's decision to program drag shows aimed at audiences under 18. Rutter argued that inclusivity is important in the arts. "I will tell you that we have many, many more people coming to performances today because they see themselves welcome at the Kennedy Center," she said. "And that is my concern, how will we be able to sustain what we've done to really throw open the doors and make sure that the Kennedy Center is not just welcoming everybody but seeing themselves and hearing their stories on our stages." Last season, the Kennedy Center programmed several drag queen productions. Among the shows was Dragtastic Dress Up, a production aimed at LGBTQ+ youth under 18, according to the center's marketing material. Dixie's Tupperware Party, starring drag queen Dixie Longate, a pun referring to phallic erections, ran in May and June at the center's Family Theater. The Kennedy Center receives federal funding each year to the tune of about $40 million to $50 million. It also relies on private donations and ticket revenue to cover its operating expenses. President Trump has vowed to shake up the Kennedy Center in his new role as the organization's chairman. Just last year, the Kennedy Center featured drag shows specifically targeting our youth. "This will stop," Trump wrote on Truth Social on February 7. "The Kennedy Center is an American jewel and must reflect the brightest stars on its stage from all across our nation. For the Kennedy Center, the best is yet to come." Trump recently removed board members appointed by Joe Biden and named U.S. Envoy Richard Grenell to serve as the organization's interim executive director, taking over from President Deborah Rutter.